Hello and then welcome everybody to Awareness of the Soul with your host Vincent Sandee. We apologize for the delay. Sometimes, you know, there are some technical problems, but we're going to have the full time. We're going to finish 10 minutes, 15 minutes later. And welcome again. And let me give you right away the numbers that you can call in if you want to have a session with me. It's toll-free for U.S., 877-876-5227. Let me repeat that again. Toll-free for U.S., 877-876-5227, or for U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. Let me say that again, 888-815-9756, or the direct line everywhere you are in the world, 001 for U.S., this is the international code, 530-876-3222. And another little technical mistake. We are very sorry, but we're here. We are very tenacious, so we'll keep on going. So last week, I left you with a question. I hope you remember this question. And the purpose was to leave you enough time to find an answer to this question. And of course, the main aim was to ask the universe, God, the cosmic power, the highest intelligence possible, this question, so that you could cooperate with it, because cooperation with the universe is one of the key for success, one of the keys for success and at all level, inner level, outward level, multidimensional level of your being, whatever, the cooperation between you and the universe in your life and knowing, being aware of this cooperation going on, that's one of the keys to success. And depending on what kind of new reality you want to give birth to, the question was, and still is, dear God, and of course you can translate God into highest intelligence or cosmic power, if I had to be, dear God, if I had to be, you can put here whatever you want your reality to be like, wealthy, healthy, with beautiful love, in a perfect career, how would you like it to be? Let me say these questions again. Let me repeat it. Dear God, if I had to be wealthy, healthy, or with beautiful love in the perfect career, whatever you want, how would you like it to be? If you tuned in to my last show, I hope you have answered this question already and collected enough signs from the universe in order to have an idea, a blueprint to work upon. But if you couldn't tune into my last week's show, then ask yourself this question now. First thing of something you would like to see created in your life. First think of something like that. And then something which you are having obstacle to bring into your reality, obviously. Then breathe 2 or 3 times deeply. You can do that along with me now. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, keeping your mouth, your spine straight, muscles relaxed. And again, one more time. And out. And again, you can tense your muscles and with all your body and relax, relaxing all the muscles. And ask this question, keeping your eyes closed. Dear God, if I had to be wealthy, healthy, with beautiful love, perfect career, put there your reality, what would you like to come, to see coming into your life? If I had to be like that, how would you like it to be? And just listen to his answer. Just listen to the answer of the cosmic intelligence that is there, blessing you in this moment. Open the channel. And just answer honestly. Just observe what comes up. And don't put your old ideas and ambitions on top of the answer. Just let it be for now. You see, when we listen to an answer, to this answer, honestly, and we become aware of this answer, we create a real universal connection. And this awareness brings about an inner reality, which is for your highest good. And when we are aware of this inner reality, of what we want to see coming into birth, when we know that we have it, and it is very accessible to live it inwardly, then we can make the walls of separation between the inner and the outer reality gradually fall. But you want to keep your inward reality, one that is for your highest good, so that you can be really happy with what is coming. So let's move on. Write down the answer to this question as much as you can. Just whatever comes up. Even it doesn't have to be a long answer. It can be just a few keywords, for example. Or it can just be an image, a flower. I don't know, whatever. In there is a symbol. Behind that word, behind that symbol you receive, that's the key that you have. And if you go deep into that, then you will see something. But we are going to approach also this technique later. So now I would like to look at birth from a metaphysical point of view, because we want to give birth to a new reality, isn't it? So let's look at birth from a metaphysical point of view. We enter, when we are conceived in the womb, actually, there is the life force, the energy, life energy coming into this physical body. And the first part of the body that is going to take shape is the medulla oblongata. And we enter birth, our life force enters birth through the medulla. Energy comes from there. And even now, when we are adults, if we want to get cosmic energy inside of us, then we have to focus on that point, on the medulla oblongata, which is, Yogananda used to say that that is the main point, that is the mouth of God that Jesus talked about. That's the main point where the energy comes in to the body. And our reality is in our body. Or bodies of energy. The energy enters our system through the medulla oblongata. And at the moment of birth, when a man and a woman come together to have a child, and they make love, at that point of at the moment of conception, there is a spark coming up into the universe. And the consciousness, you in that case, in tune with that spark, is attracted into that reality, into those people, into that family, into that country, to those conditions. But that consciousness, being pure light, is not bound by that reality. It comes on the planet to rise up from that reality, you see. It has something in common with that reality, but it comes on the planet because it has to rise up. You have to rise up from your ignorance, you have to rise up from your ashes in order to become free. And even though you're in tune with that spark at the beginning, and that's why you got attracted into that situation. But in truth, you have to rise up from there. You see? You come there to that condition because you have to take the job back from where you have left it. Okay? So, here we come, and here we come into this world, and we are stuck in the cycles of life. And one of the most important things is that we have to understand that to move on in life, we need to be able to break the cycles that we're living. Because if we don't break the cycles that we're living, we're just playing a broken record all the time. Instead, we want to step back. We want to be master of the cycles we're living. Okay? Life is made of cycles. If you can have a look at the dynamics of your life's events, you will see that it is made of waves going up and down when related to a straight line. what is that straight line? So you basically, if you take a pen and paper, you just draw a straight line, and then you write wave. You just draw waves, one coming down and one coming up above the straight line. What is that straight line there? The straight line is your sense of balance. You give value to that. It is different for everyone. That sense of balance that you have within you, when you perceive the perfect stillness and balance that way, that is the straight line. Okay? The way you can perceive that balance is really important, because it will help you to step back from the cycle, to observe the cycle from that angle. And it is the point where you encounter your eternal spark as well. Once you can perceive the straight line beyond the cycles, up the up and down cycles, then from there, you see, wow, I'm not dependent anymore of the cycles of life. I can step back and perceive the eternal spark. Then you realize, well, if I'm not the cycles of life, what is it that I'm living now? And that's the creative source, okay? That's that part of you that is purely creative, purely intuitive. And one, obviously, has to be aware of the cycle so that he is not trapped into the ups and downs, okay? But he uses the ups and downs in his life in order to get the best results. In other words, for example, during the down cycle, one should prepare the ground for the upper cycle that is about to come. Cultivate faith, because the upper cycle has to come. Because this is the law of the universe. This is the law of nature. When we are into the down cycle and we feel low and depressed, nobody's looking for us, searching for us, and we seem that we're not going to have anything, that's just part of nature, because we have a down cycle, and then we're going to go to the upper cycle again. That is going to come. But when we're there, we think, oh my God, this is going to be eternal. But it's not going to be eternal, because what is eternal is only the straight line of the divine spark. So when we are in the down cycle, then at that point, we should take it positively and say, well, now I'm having enough time to prepare the ground for the next upper cycle. And during the upper cycle, then one should ride the wave. And that includes preserving some security, whatever it might be for the down cycle, which is about to come, which is unavoidable. So we have to know that these are the cycles of life. After a down, there's an up, and after an up, there's a down. And you have to know in which cycles you are at this moment, because when you're down, you prepare the ground for the up. When you're up, you ride the wave, and at the same time, you prepare the ground for down. What are you going to need when it's down? Okay, you have to think these things prior to the cycle, the next cycle. Okay? Unless you live at that straight line, which is the divine spark within you, you are bound to live in these cycles. You have to manage them. Or another chance is to make the upper cycle very long. But after a very long upper cycle, there's a very long down cycle if you cannot step out or jump to another cycle. Let me explain this a little bit better, because this is a very key important concept. What I mean is, you're not bound by the cycles of your life. You're not bound by the cycle you are living in. After this up and down that you're living many times, you can actually realize that the cycle does not belong to you. It's not part of your life. It is part of a chain of events, chain of your karma also, but it's a part of, it's a law of nature that you are actually living. It's a condition that you're living. You have to rise above that condition. But that cycle is just something like a mirror, like the like a dimensional screen you're living at that moment. And it does not belong to you inwardly in your purest inner nature. So that's it. But you cannot avoid, since you're in this world, to live in certain cycles. But what you can do after some times, when you become really aware, is to step out of the cycle. And since you cannot live outside totally of a cycle in nature, because after, even though you're totally free and you live in the straight line, there will be the cycles of nature going on. There will be night and day, there will be a sunshine, and there will be a storm. You can anyway step energetically with awareness to another cycle. It's always the up. And this is not fun, you know, this is not science fiction. This is actually come, this actually comes with the right awareness. So you see, if you know which cycle you're living and ride it in the appropriate way, then you can shift the cycle to a new one. Okay? Before the down cycle comes, this requires a high degree of awareness. But it is possible. This is possible because if you stop identifying yourself with the cycles happening in your own life this moment, then you can just join the cycles of nature, which one you choose, whatever you choose. And by your awareness of the cycles of nature, just jump to another one and be ready to another upper cycle. And let me say something here. Take notes because it's really important. And it's very simple, obviously, but it's really important. This is where the great philosophy, which is not just a philosophy of yoga, because whatever is a philosophy in yoga is that realized truth. Your awareness and your direction of thought rule. They are the ruler of the cycles of your life. They're the rulers of your life. There are specific techniques that I use in my sessions in breaking the cycles, for breaking the cycles, but they would require another episode maybe, but they are quite, some of them are quite advanced. And there are also highly personalized techniques according to the individual and the individual symbols that are active in one's life. And we go through that through the use of astrology, for example, which I don't use in the way most astrologers do, which is just looking at the planets, which is great and amazing, and I admire it. But I use it as a tool to understand which symbols are active in your life and shift those symbols within you so that you can jump to another cycle, basically. I will talk a little bit about that at the end of this show, if we have time. Now, let's proceed to the next technique, to the simplest technique possible, I think, in order to give birth to a new reality. But before that, remember you can have a free session with me on the phone, or you can just go to my website and book a session there. And my website is www.joycelestial.org, and you can sign up for my newsletter, which is ready. And just go to the homepage there and go scroll down, and you will find a link that says, well, just send an email, just click down on this link to subscribe to my newsletter, and Outlook Express will open with a subject, subscribe on the subject box, and just send me that email and I will add you to my newsletter. Also on my website there is some free materials that you can access very easily, and you can book a session with me, many packages available, and the news are going to be there. We're going to move now from very soon from joycelestial.org to joycelestial.com with online classes and other beautiful products for transformation. But what I want to say also, that you can have a session for free with me now on the radio if you want to call up. And the numbers are, for U.S. toll-free, is 877-876-5227. For U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, 001 in the international code, 530-876-3222. And let's proceed to the simplest technique, which I consider the simplest technique possible. And I call this technique childlike dreaming. Okay? When you're a child, you're not really aware of the cycles you're living in. Everything is possible for you. All realities are possible. And what keeps you bound to a reality when you're an adult, let's say, is that somehow you start judging the reality you're living in. And then you start saying, okay, this is good, this is bad, I don't want to live that, I don't want to live that, oh, that person is terrible, oh, or maybe you start just seeing the all good in everything. But when you're a child, you just accept everything. You accept all reality as it is. That's why a child is able to step out of the cycle very easily and is able to dream any dream possible. So the first thing to do, see now, if you can feel yourself as a living entity, just a living entity, who is at awe with the creation, just like a child, and you can accept anything coming, anything. When you see a person that dresses in a very bizarre way, you just observe it and you're just curious about it. In that state, for example, just when you get to that point where you feel yourself as a living entity with all creation, in that state, then you can apply the childlike dreaming technique. Because at that point, just start wishing with awe and awareness, feeling intimate with the universe. Now, let me tell you something. Why is this technique powerful? Because even though you are in a childlike state, you still preserve the awareness of an empowered adult. You know that you're doing this, and you're putting energy into that to give birth into something. Okay? You're doing that with a purpose. But you step back from the cycles. You get into the place where anything is possible. And really, anything is possible. I will explain why soon, today. To this technique, there's also an empowering variation. Okay? As you wish with awe, whatever you want to wish, breathe naturally in while opening the point of the medulla, while opening the throat. Imagine these two points open. And breathe in and feel the energy filling your body, your system. And this is what I call, and I introduced this kind of breath in the last episode, the empowering purity breath. Do this technique and see what happens. Collect results. Experiment with it. Just go deeper into that. And let's move on now. Let's come back to the adult world. And another way, which is really important for breaking the cycles, is to forgive. Forgiveness. Everybody talks about that, and it is true. One has to forgive. Forgiveness is a great, powerful way of breaking the old cycles and patterns and light up your new reality with the creative force of love. And this love is a force that unites, that binds you with the new reality that you want. You remember, in my Soulmate Connection episode, I talk about love as a universal binding, uniting force. If you want to unite your inner reality with the outer reality, that force has something to do with it. And forgiveness will allow this force to flow freely. When we consciously decide to forgive another for what he has done to us, then we interrupt our karmic debt. We interrupt that pattern. We interrupt that cycle that never stops, the broken record. Each one of us has experienced a moment in life when we had forgiven someone. When that happened to me, I realized that even if that same situation presented itself, the cycles naturally broke. There was no energy that could be given anymore to that circumstance. Therefore, what would have kept me trapped into a repeating pattern now have gotten to an end. And I was so happy. And at that moment, I realized I was totally free from that cycle. It was over. And that, of course, gave me space for something new. And sometimes we are the only ones who are at the base of that cycle. Anyway, we can break it by forgiving ourselves, by forgiving the other person. Forgiveness breaks the old cycles and leaves you free with more space to dream the dreams you want. Okay? So here we go for a simple, let's stay in simple terms for now. Let's go to the simple forgiveness techniques. So one of the most used techniques is that of closing your eyes and going to a light meditative state. And listen to this episode again so that you can jot down these techniques and write down and note them. So go into a light meditative state and use the technique that you want to use, that you used to use, or just breathe deeply, just relax on the bed and just let go. Just tense your muscles and then relax. Whatever it is that puts you in a state of awareness, just do it. Then bring the person or a situation in front of you that requires forgiveness and notice, see or feel the energetic cords that bind you to that situation of person. Okay, there are something that connects you together. What is that? You don't have to identify necessarily in the way I'm telling you, but there's something that connects you to that situation, that person, to keep these things going. And at that point, you can just imagine that the divine light coming down, or a divine blade made of the wonderful godly light, of wonderful godly light, and to come down and cut the cords that bind you to that situation while saying to yourself, I forgive myself and all people involved. My forgiveness is total, is complete. The cycle is now broken. And I now replace the space created with more and more divine light and love. Another beautiful technique is the following one. You can stand facing east and say, I ask forgiveness for what I have done, the might have caused, harm of any kind to anyone. And then face south, repeating the same sentence, I ask forgiveness for what I have done, the might have caused any harm of any kind to anyone. Then face west and repeat the same, and face north and while repeating again the same sentence. So basically, you're going all four directions while repeating this sentence, which is, I ask forgiveness for what I have done that might have caused harm of any kind to anyone. And then you have to do this again, but this time, again, start facing east, but this time you can say, I forgive anyone that has caused harm to me of any kind, willingly or unwillingly. And then repeat the same sentence while facing south, west, north, going in the fourth direction. Let me repeat the second sentence again. I forgive anyone that has caused me harm of any kind, willingly or unwillingly. Obviously, if you want to know where the east is, just notice where the sun rises in the morning or where it fades away in the evening. Obviously, if you look at the sunset, then you know that is the west, and then you start the practice facing the opposite side, which is the east. But let's remember that this is a short symbolic ritual. So if you can't figure out where the sun rises, then just start in any direction. It turns into the four directions anyway. Just do it. Just do it. And you will see some beautiful results. You'll feel lighter. And another thing is, after you do this practice, then sit down and just meditate a little bit. Here's another technique, very easy, and but requires a little bit of concentration. I call this technique shining forth light. At this point, when you just created space, then it is time to give birth to a new reality again. And another technique is that of collecting all the prerequisites possible of the new reality to be born. It can be a thought, an image, a feeling, anything you can collect, or a collage of images, and by centering yourself through your own techniques, then feel that you start emanating the powerful light of your newborn reality through you and outside you. I realize that for this kind of technique, a beautiful color is the golden color, gold, the color gold is an amazing, beautiful color, and it's really powerful and very spiritual. And, you know, there's another technique, the old ancient yoga technique. Beautiful. This technique is an ancient technique taken from the Yoga Vashishta. It uses astrological symbols to resonate with that aspect of ourselves that resonate with the creative spirit. And these symbols are the sun and the moon. The sun is the symbol of spirit, of creative power, of life and birth, while the moon is a symbol of our personality, our reality, our emotions. But it needs the light of spirit to become visible, to be here in this planet, be alive on this planet. Not to be alive in itself, but to come visible in life, this physical life. So for this technique, you can use two centers of consciousness in your body. Your heart center, which is around the heart area, or your sun center, which is the spiritual eye located at the point between the eyebrows on the forehead. And you can also just focus on the forehead. And this technique is simple. Just visualize a beautiful sun. Let's take the heart center for now. Visualize a beautiful sun. But before you do this, you have to know which reality you want to give birth to, okay? So decide this before. Then visualize your heart center, a beautiful sun. And once you feel its presence, then see the moon uniting in conjunction with the sun. And when that union is perfect, in that moment, there's a moment of stillness. There's a moment of nothingness. In that moment, put the new reality that you want to see coming into your life. 877-876-5227 for U.S. Toll free, U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. Or the direct line, 530-876-3222. Here with your host, Vincent Sandy, and you can go to my website, www.joycelestia.org, and you can know a little bit more about myself. There's a lot of free stuff over there. You can sign up for my newsletter. On the homepage, there's the link. And I welcome your call. I welcome your emails. I'm very happy to reply to the emails that I receive. So please send them, and I will reply to them as much as I can. Let's move on with our subject today. And another thing that we have to focus upon to give birth to a new reality is the power of thoughts. Thought power. Thoughts are things. A thought is matter. According to the yoga tradition, a thought is not just something that is on our mind. Thought is subtle matter. So a thought is initiated, generated by a sparkle of light. Then it has a psychic chemical reaction, let's say, that gives a shape and form to that thought. And this shape and form is the blueprint of our reality. If it is supported with proper dynamic energy, then it will manifest physically through different means, events, people, coincidences, or new ideas, intuition that would bring you somewhere. Okay? In yoga, great masters, as I said, say the thoughts are matter. They are subtle matter. And that means that they are tangible at some level. They are already a reality. Can you understand that? A thought is already a reality. It is a tangible thing if it is subtle matter. The more thought subtle matter you can accumulate, the more that reality, the dynamic power necessary to come into birth has the dynamic, the more that reality has the dynamic power necessary to come into birth. Whatever you can think of, it has the potential to come into being for the simple reason that thoughts are matter already. They already exist as a reality. Therefore, you are not about to create anything. You only provide the conditions and the space for a reality to prosper and live through you. That's all. Let me repeat this again. You only provide. You don't create anything. Thoughts are already a reality. They are subtle matter. You must only provide the conditions and the space necessary for that reality to prosper and to live through you. And that's all. You need to be convinced upon that so that you're able to provide the space and conditions. But thoughts are subtle matter before they are tangible at some level. At some stages of meditations, you can really feel the ways of thoughts, or your perceptions expand to a point where things that you could not perceive before seems really hurting you. That's why there are so many group meditations organized in places when there is about a natural catastrophe to happen. Because all those vibrations that people cannot feel normally in their physical awareness, they can be felt through meditation. And through meditation, you can harmonize all these powerful conflictual waveforms. But let's ask another question. Does that reality, the reality that you're thinking of, belong to you? The answer is no. Nothing belongs to you. It can be yours by right of consciousness, because if you have that consciousness, it will manifest, it will come, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean that you have the universal copyright of that reality. You know? It is just a matter of attunement to something. And that's why wanting to give birth to a reality in order to accumulate things is crazy. It will leave you with nothing in your hands sooner or later, because nothing really belongs to you. And no matter how much you want to hold onto something, your consciousness will eventually shift. It will change. Since there is no stagnation, you can either go up or go down, for the law of desires we said before. Your consciousness will change. The landscape of your reality will change. What you need to focus upon is the process of evolution, not the product of evolution. And there's a great difference. It's the process that is important, so that you can grow, you can rise up from your ashes, and not the product that you want to create. If that process is the process of perfect abundance and spirit and love, that's what is important, not the product. Not attachment to the kind of product you want to see. The process your life is undertaking is more important than the product. Let me repeat that again until you have it in your mind. Because the product will take care of itself. While the process of evolution is a matter of choice. You either want to go up or you want to go down. The product will take care of itself. And evolving to the next best level possible is our duty. We have to do it. It's simple. And we need advice to do that from a super conscious force, from God, or your best spiritual teacher, or your guru, if you have one. A thought is matter. Knowing this is an opportunity not to worry anymore about anything, because we know that whatever we can think is potentially present for real. At the moment you think it, the only thing you must do is to acquire enough dynamic energy to nurture the thought and increase it in dynamic, divine energy with the help of your chosen superconscious force. Stay in tune with God. And your chosen superconscious force can be Jesus, can be Buddha, can be an abstract cosmic intelligence which relates to you personally or unpersonally. Impersonally, that depends upon you. And this superconscious force living a reality that is the highest awareness possible, the all-knowing awareness, okay? This superconscious force will save you from giving energy to possible terrible outcomes you might be generating by yourself or yourself from the creative source into yourself. So it is a really good idea to ask for intercession. And I know that this sounds strange for some people, but we need cooperation with a super conscious force that is there, that helps us to understand what is for highest good. And that super conscious force doesn't want to take for themselves, you know, the power that is supposed to be ours. It will help us to understand our power so that we can use it correctly. And it is a good idea to crystallize also your thoughts, to make your thoughts crystallize, so that you can see them with clarity, and you have something to give energy to. Otherwise, it will stay in the land of confusion. And how do you do that? Just write your thoughts down. Or you can collect pictures. You can record your voice. You can summarize your thoughts and maybe reorganize them in order of importance. And these are all methods that you can rearrange for yourself, and do all these things, or take just one of these suggestions, that's fine. Or you can discover your methods of crystallizing thoughts. But remember that the purpose of all this is to crystallize your thoughts so that you can have clarity upon them and have something at a very practical level that is a strong, clear reference where you can direct your energy into. And how do you bring about your reality around you? You need to develop magnetism, and pure magnetism is that divine energy that flows through you, divine energy that flows through you. And that can only be when we don't rely on ourselves only, but we cooperate very actively with that superconscious force. Because otherwise we risk ourselves, risk to put ourselves in the little box that we've been living every day without getting anything new, really. And that's the only way, if we want to create something new, that we can become that consciousness. We can become that fire. For example, let's take fire. Until you are separated from the fire element, or from the fire, you must live under its rule. But if you can become the fire, then you will just live by the fire. You see, you will act from there. No risk to get burned. So it is with your new reality. Become the consciousness in it that is in that reality, so that your reality can be born by right of consciousness. And the way to do that is to unite the inner and the outer reality once you have enough elements to refer to in order to create an inner reality. And once there is inner clarity, things start to be easy. Because when clarity is at a maximum, and the next logical step is materialization. Acting coherently with that vision is highly productive in that point, because it brings a reality very quickly. And as we have discussed before, to tie the inner reality with the outer reality, we can use meditation. We can use the binding force of love that comes out of forgiveness. And if we can bring that clear vision of our new reality into that space of natural non-breath, of stillness, but there are no thoughts, only awareness of thought, awareness of ourselves. But consciously, in that point, if we can use our willpower to wish to give birth to a new reality from that level, then the seed is planted in a very fertile soil, fertile ground. Another thing you can do to bring energy, divine energy into motion, once you can perceive this divine energy flowing through you, you have enough magnetism, is the use of affirmations. And this is when it is highly useful to use the power of a spoken word, which is in itself powerful because it has a vibratory power. And if you have spiritual power within you, then you have a spiritual vibration, a spiritual power. And these are affirmations that you must carefully choose before and decide which one to use before the practice. Because when we use affirmation, first saying loud and then softer until it is mental, it has the power to direct our mind to the place that our affirmation describes. Because you see, your mind has to go somewhere. Your mind is a tool. It can be either used for good or bad. But with the use of powerful spiritual affirmation, your mind is directed into that place, into that dimension where you want to go to manifest that reality. And therefore, one should use affirmation as a map to go into the depth of a place of a new dimension. Affirmations are a map. It's really important, therefore, to say them aloud and then go deep, 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 and then say them only mentally until we dissolve them in the universe, and then we have to be aware of what's happening. Because we are there at that point. The choice of an affirmation is important. Choose an affirmation that convey your new reality in all its beauty and grandiosity. Take some time to do that. Take time to choose them. Don't just utter, don't just repeat words out of nothing. Okay? Then after you've gone deep and united your conscious mind with your inner new reality, then you can come out again and affirm that your consciousness is changed. Affirm it. Say it with your words. Your consciousness is changed. To resonate perfectly with your new reality for your highest and divine good and for the highest good of everyone involved. In this way, you have englobed, enclosed the new reality to which you want to give birth to, through conscious and vibratory effort, okay? Another simple technique, and it's a technique that I call the circles. And it is very easy. So imagine going to a light meditative state as usual, and imagine that your life, it's all a matter of gardens appearing in front of you, all accessible at the multidimensional level through power circles. So imagine that there are rings or circles in front of you. And then if you step into those circles, or you can see through them, they're like portals to all dimensions of your life. Okay? So there is one circle for relationships, another one for love, another one for career, another one for confusion, things that you're confused about, another one for happiness. And you can create all the circles you can think of, because if you think it, it means that it has a reality, okay? So there can be also a circle of your potential future. If we can step out of time and space, it's there. Whatever you can think of can be there. And this circle of your potential future is that circle where you can plant beautiful seeds for your future. So your reality can start small, you see. And after you've planted a seed, you can rename this circle with a different name and then go back there to give energy of love, enthusiasm, and joy. But imagine yourself going into that circle, a beautiful garden with just the right soil, the right ground for the seed you want to plant to prosper and grow happily, full of life force. Imagine that there is just the right light, the right color. It is the nature of that circle that everything cooperates to create this new beautiful, to make these seeds grow. Everything is just right. It cannot be different, because if it's something different, then it belongs to another circle. You know what I mean? Then step into that circle and immerse yourself in the garden. Immerse yourself in the garden as you just there totally. Feel there, sense everything, and then plant the seed. And when you finish, you might be overwhelmed with joy and say, thank you. It is beautiful. All the love that is here, thank you. God's light has blessed this place. The name of the circle of infinity will be, and then you can put your name here from now on. I will come back to you soon. Just speak, because there's a consciousness there. Then you can go. Remember that that garden is fully alive, is alive and blessed by the highest goodness for you and for all. There's a consciousness. Speak with it. But remember also that your fears belong to another circle. They aren't there at all. Remember that point. Everything that is not in that circle of your highest potential, beautiful future, then it belongs to another circle, circle of fears. Then you can go there and work with that separately. Keep the garden in this circle a secret for now. Let it grow first. Let it acquire energy. Let it gather energy. Okay, and see the results coming when it's time. In yoga, there can be different techniques that will make this experience a little deeper. And you could associate with some kind of breathing in order to go deep into your consciousness. But let's keep it simple over here so that you can all practice this technique without problem. And once you've planted the seed, what happens? Once you've planted the seed, then there's nothing within you that tells you that it has worked. Okay? But if you go deep a little bit more, then you can have a sense. You can sense if there is peace within you. And if that sense of peace is there, and safety, that means that you have planted it. You have planted that seed. And the main thing you have to nurture, as I said in my last episode, part one, is your enthusiasm and joy for that reality, while acting positively and intelligently as a consequence of having had what you wanted. Joy and enthusiasm, that is the energy and love that make the seed grow. Imagine that a child is coming into a new world. Okay? In other words, if you know that sex already, then you start preparing everything before he's coming. Okay? You enthusiastically buy the clothes, prepare the cradle, you get the tools you know you will need to deal with him. Okay? imagine the enthusiasm and joy to do while doing that. So you would do the same thing with your new reality. Prepare. Once you perceive that seed is real, once you've perceived that peace and safety within you, then prepare yourself for the coming. Obviously, you wouldn't buy your one-month-year-old baby a car, but be prepared for what is appropriate at that time, and then grow with it. One usually knows what he should do when it's time to make a preparation. In other words, from the moment you have planted the seed, you have to do what it is in front of you. Best if with enthusiasm and joy, while listening to your intuition, which will tell you what would be right to do. Listen to that little small voice within that tells you, yeah, but everybody knows, you know, when something is happening, we know what we should do automatically. It's logical sometimes, okay? You don't have to think about it too much. It's obvious. Sometimes it's just right there. And I want to give you another technique today, and obviously we're not going to, I cannot give you all the techniques that I was thinking I wanted to give you because there are so many. But this technique is a little bit more advanced, and it requires you to stay in tune with all the elements, the new creation. And on the first episode of this Giving Birth to a New Reality show, what happened is that I said that creation has different levels. It's not just the physical reality, but we have the physical reality is related to the earth element, which is not the earth that we see here in front of us, but it's the mystical essence of the element, the qualities. And then we have the water element, and we have the fire element, which is energy. The water element is the emotion, the sensuality, the beauty. Sensuality doesn't mean sex. It means just involving the senses, okay? And then also for beautiful things. And then there is the energy of the fire, and then there is that kind of expansion of the air, the sense of freedom. And we go up into the ideas, okay? So this technique can be practiced during meditation and will put you mystically in tune with your new reality at a mystical level. So the best thing is to get in tune with that reality first. The way you can do that is just because you have collected all the signs and ideas and pictures and thoughts possible, and then you get in tune with that, and then send that reality to the universe until you feel that response from the universe. And breathing from the lower chakras, the first chakra is at the coccyx, sending your request up, breathe out, sending it out. So you breathe in from the lowest coccyx, bringing it up into your spine until it comes up at the region of the forehead. There is the spiritual eye, and you send out this request. And then breathe in the vibration from your new reality, from the medulla oblongata, at the back of the head. You breathe in that vibration, and as you breathe out, you bring that vibration into your system, and coming from the medulla oblongata, and your spiritual eye is always the perfect point for awareness of this process happening, so it's not inactive. But from the medulla oblongata, the back of the head, it comes down your spine until it reaches down the earth chakra at the base of the spine, at the coccyx. Touches your level. And basically, you know, in this technique, consciousness of the new reality is magnetized to you. It's called upon always by the spiritual eye, and it enters from the medulla oblongata. Then it moves through the ether to influence your system, including what seems to be around you. Okay? And what seems to be around you and outside you, and it is the general atmosphere of the situation transmitting to that reality. So once you attract it down, you feel first the atmosphere through the chakra and on the throat, which is the ether, where you can feel an atmosphere of something. Then it starts materializing through the air element, coming down into the heart area, and bring it down to the coccyx until it is the earth level. And thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Santeeb. My website is www.joycelestia.org. Come and visit me there, and let's tune in to the new show next Tuesday, 9 a.m. for Los Angeles, midnight for Bangkok. And thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you.